4DJW and 4DJC. Hey, Dave.
Zero TR.
Today. It's going to be another scorcher today, it looks like.
I just wanted to let you know that, let me turn this radio down. I'm just backing out of the garage. That's just a recording that Dave has set up to play periodically. And he's still getting his treatments, so he's not available right now. I'm headed down to Greer Hospital to get a PSA blood draw, and then back to Harbor Freight to the boys' toy store, and to get a tarp. And this is the first time Harley, well, I stuck my head out earlier to go out and kill some mushrooms, but that's about all. I think it's about 82, 83 degrees up here. How's your day?
I should have known about the recording. I wasn't thinking. But anyway, yeah, we headed over to Greenville about 1 o'clock or so to pick my grandson up from he's a golf camp. This week we'll pick him up about 2, and granddaughter's doing a volleyball practice, and we're going to stay with it this afternoon. We usually go there a couple of days a week, and I've been working on my, keep working on my side. We've watered it heavily yesterday. It's just so dry. Right now we're having to get a little more water to use. I'm going to start watering in the evening, I think, rather than the morning. All it does is evaporate, it seems like. And I'm going to do it a little bit longer, maybe once a day, to see if it helps any. But that's about it for us today, I guess, Tom. We're going today and tomorrow, then we're probably headed to Athens to visit their, my wife's brother. He's in a memory care unit over there in Athens. He's got Alzheimer's, and he's not doing very well at all. He's a few years younger than she is, and he was kind of it wasn't real early, but it was earlier than normal onset, so he deteriorated a lot, unfortunately, so we're going to go see him. It's been the first long trip I've been able to make since I had my surgery, and by the way, good luck on your PSA. Hope things are better on that, and I know you got another procedure scheduled. I know you're not looking forward to that. I empathize with you there. But hopefully everything works out for the best. I'm sure it will, though. But I tell you, this heat has just been terrible. The humidity yesterday was awful.
Hey, Jerry. I don't go out in it much. I just can't. But I had my MRI yesterday, and I can't hardly make out what they say in that my chart stuff. On this type of MRI, and that one where they did the ultrasound, I could figure that out. But this one, from what I glean, it hasn't progressed anymore. But I have to wait till I see the doctor here in a few days. But he wanted me to get a PSA before that. They had to inject some stuff into me. Gadolinium is what it is. It's not good for your kidneys or anything, but it's not as much as they give you, like with a CT scan. So you feel that stuff going in your arm, though. It's cold. But it took about 20 minutes, and I tolerated it well. And it's not something you desire. I don't like laying back on that stupid table and getting sucked into a tube. They played classical music. They asked me what I'd like to hear, and I said, well, classical's fine, or country. And you couldn't even hear it once that thing got started, you know, ding, ding, ding. And at any rate, it wasn't too bad. My wife, she just can't tolerate those MRIs. She has claustrophobia, and she don't want to be in one of those tubes.
Yeah, my wife is very claustrophobic. She's had CAT scans and MRIs about four or five years ago. I had a CAT scan last, I think it was December, and I'm going to go back and have an MRI this December to just check in on my, I got a little, IMPN, on my pancreas. The spot on my pancreas is about 10 millimeters, and they're going to keep an eye on it, see if it grows any, and that's, CAT scans, they gave me that stuff for CAT scan. I had to have a blood test before I did my CAT scan to make sure my kidneys were functioning good enough to ensure that I die. And the one for the CAT scan, I think, Tom's even worse than the one for the MRI as far as that's concerned. Also, that CAT scan, you got radiation. The MRI doesn't have any radiation. So it's kind of a 6-1 or half dozen of the other, I guess.
Well, yeah, gadolinium is radioactive, and they put it in through an IV. And it's only during the last few minutes that they put it in, and it's not near as much, he said, as they do, you don't get that flesh feeling or anything like when you're getting the CT scans and that. So he said, not near as much, so that's good. Because that stuff ain't good for your kidneys, and you can even burn your veins. One of my nephews is a medical scientist, and he developed a thing for MRI contrast agent, and it was derived from the albumin molecule, which is in your system. And it was approved in Australia, it was approved in Japan, it was approved in England. But the FDA here on phase three, there was one man caused that company to go under after 11 years, and he would not approve it. Well, it turns out there's a lot of politics there at the FDA, and there's a lot of doctors making a lot of money out of that procedure with the gadolinium. And so you know how that went. And so he built that company up from like 4 or 5 employees to about 110-120 PhDs. And that sunk it right there. That was the end of it. It was really kind of sad after about 11 years.
It's a case with these big bureaucracies. Anyway, I got to run here, Tom. We're going to go grab us up to date here in a few minutes. And good talking to you. Thanks for coming back to me. And as I said, I hope your PSA goes well. And the MRI, hopefully that, if it didn't show any progress, that's good news, I think. Anyway, catch you a little bit later on. N0TRN4DJC, clear after you.
Always nice to hear you. The pleasure's all mine, and you have a good day. 73, and this is N0TR, clear.
0T54CBA.
Hey, Dave, how you doing this morning? I'm still a little ways out from getting down to get a PSA blood draw. I assume you've been playing tennis.
I did. I'm going to go up and up for my 6 o'clock game tonight.
Reception on you that time, Dave. Probably location. This is N0TR. Back to you.
I'm on Wayhampton here. I'm in a bad spot right here, but it should get better in a minute. I said I got to go home and rest up for my 6 o'clock game tonight.
It's a little bit better today, though, I think, Dave, from what little I've been outside. I was trying to decide what lane I wanted to get in here. It's not overwhelming by any means, but it's supposed to be a little bit better today and then get worse towards the end of the week.
I spilled a little, just a tiny bit of coffee on my mic, but thank goodness it was down on the, where the cord plugs in, not at the, where you speak into it. Boy, I'm following this, truck here. Looks like he's pulling trailer. He is pulling a trailer of some sort. It's not like a regular tractor trailer or anything. And boy, he's got a, his left tire is wobbling. That tire's got to be heating up. It's probably, if he gets out on the highway, that thing probably explode on him.
I mean, I see more of that than you never imagine. Oh, brother, there's an accident right here at Wade Hampton at the big intersection here, 101 and Buncombe Road. I hope I can get around it. I didn't see it or I'd have switched lanes.
KB4 CPA Mobile. I'm sorry to hear about that. I hope nobody's hurt too bad. And I don't have to go that far. In fact, I'm coming up on my the next traffic light. I'm going by Texas Roadhouse right now, and then I'll hang a left onto Rutherford Road, and then I'll be at my subdivision entrance.
Real nice lady here, and she's going to let me in because I don't want to get near these officers. I'm right here at the Taco Bell and the Sphinx and all of that. And she was very kind. She said, sure, you can get in. Many blessings. And I told her I had to get down to the hospital there and get some tests run. Oh, what a place to have an accident here. It's a very busy place.
Never seen a good accident, but I know what you mean. There are places to have them and places not to have them. And the time of day too. That sometimes determines things. So sadly, if you're not hurt, and they kind of put you on the back of the list if they're real busy. And, heck, I think it was about an hour before the highway patrol got to my wife's accident when she got sideswiped by what really wasn't a sideswipe. It was like a side hit. Oh, man, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And, but anyway, she had a concussion, but she survived. It was pretty bad, though. She had a lot. It took her 6 or 8 months to get over it.
It's almost like PTSD, getting over something like that. I know when we got hit by that nun from the Catholic Church that time, I'm just thankful she never died. She just blatantly ran a red light and ran into the side of Bernice's firewall there, between the firewall and the door, and where she had to come out over the console. And when you get our age, that's not easy. But I'm glad she was all right, Dave. It's a scary thing, and the roads now just don't accommodate the amount of traffic there is, unfortunately. And they keep trying to attract more people, and honest to God, I don't know where they're going to go, but it just gets worse and worse, and then it's going to be gridlock, which it is every morning on I-85. Dave, you take care. I'm a couple of blocks from the hospital, so like Willie Nelson, get on the road again. You have a good day. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
Hey, Tom, well, get them to do an MRI of your brain and see if you got one. I'm beginning to wonder if you have one. You know, they did an MRI on my wife's brain, and they said they didn't find anything. And I said, heck, doctor, I could have told you that. But anyway, having said that, I'll let you go. Oh, man, that might give me one or two on your list today. 73 is in 0TR, KB4, CBA. Clear.
That's definitely a 2. I'll be laying for you the next time. Take care, Dave. In 0TR, clear.